G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
During his 3 years of ministry, Jesus had preached the good news of God's salvation to reconcile people back into a relationship with the Almighty God, and through the cross coming up shortly, his mission will be fulfilled. The feasts of Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles were the three most important feasts on the Jewish calendar. All Jewish men were expected to visit Jerusalem. The Passover feast was to commemorate the deliverance of Israel from Egypt, and it was a time for remembering and rejoicing, according to Exodus 11 and 12. Of all the events that took place that night, we have only time to look at three of them: Jesus' plans, Jesus' preparation, and Jesus serves. So firstly, his plans.
Let's compare and contrast the plans of Jesus with those of his enemies. Firstly, his enemies. We know that they plotted to kill Jesus. They had arranged for Judas to betray Jesus. And we also know that Satan's ultimate purpose was to destroy Jesus. We read that in Luke chapter 22. And what of the plans of Jesus? From that same chapter in Luke chapter 22, we see that Jesus is in control. He plans the Passover meal, and that meal is part of his plan. He knows that Judas is going to betray him, so he therefore knows Judas's plan, as well as the plan of the people who are out to kill him. He also knows Satan's plan. And as for the old leaders of God, well, Jesus replaces them with his own men. All the elements in the plot conspiring against Jesus had been allowed for. That is clearly seen. The death of Jesus Christ was no accident. His good friend and disciple, Peter, wrote this some years later, reading from 1 Peter 1, verses 18 to 21. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God.
Jews were expected to remove all yeast from their houses as a reminder that their ancestors left Egypt in a hurry and had to eat bread without yeast. Jesus had warned his disciples about the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, in Luke 12, verse 1. In other words, the religious leaders had cleansed their houses, but not their own hearts. And the last thing the religious leaders wanted was a messianic uprising during Passover. Judas was motivated and energized by Satan, John 13, verse 2 and 27. And he was never a true believer, because his sins had never been cleansed by the Lord, John 13, verse 10 to 11. Therefore, a big therefore, Judas had never believed or received eternal life, according to John 6, verse 64 to 71. However, Judas had been given authority and had been preaching the same message. This proves just how close a person can come to the kingdom of God. So close to being a follower of Jesus, and yet still be lost.
And tomorrow, Maundy Thursday, we go on to look at Jesus' preparations and Jesus' serving.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.